At the grand age of 10, going on 30, Elizabeth was certain in her knowledge of the world. When I invited her to go to a musical for the first time and asked her if she was excited, she said, "What's the big deal? I've seen lots of musicals on television, so I already know what they're like." I replied agreeably, "Maybe you do, but why don't you wait and see before you make up your mind?" She gave me one of those politely exasperated looks kids give adults when they think they are being given a condescending answer. But she left the room to get dressed. Fibromyalgia is one of the most common rheumatic syndromes in ambulatory general medicine. It affects approximately 3 to 10% of the general population. Clinical research has shown the affliction to have several symptomatic similarities to chronic fatigue syndrome. Musculoskeletal pain predominates in fibromyalgia, whereas muscular weakness dominates in cases of chronic fatigue syndrome. Though a cause has not been found, it has been proposed that depression, viral infections, and sleep disorders may be contributing factors. When my father moved, I snatched up the small torn piece of white paper I'd seen trapped beneath his shoe. Once again, the adults in the room were overlooking the evidence right beneath their feet. All I could make out was a funny code written in red ink, GYQ392. As a policeman, I knew my father would take a glance at it. A good cop never ignores evidence. But he'd also pat my head, tell me to go outside, and wait until he was done. So I shoved the paper in my pocket and waved to my father on the way outside. This is Sharon Randall. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your time.